Hey, Arcaders! It's UberNerd527 here once again with another episode of Pokemon Rewind. This is the show where we're going over episodes of the Pokemon anime through random story arcs. Now, the story arc that we are currently in is a story arc called The Adventures in the Orange Islands. Now, if you haven't watched this story arc in a long time, we want you to go back and do that. Now, I know that Pokemon has been pulled off of Netflix, but I'm very sure if you type in Pokemon on YouTube, you can find whatever episode you're looking for. I also know that they do have a few episodes on the app as well. Now, today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about in just a few moments, but before we do, I do want to go over some announcements for the website. We've got a lot of things happening on our website. By the way, we're part of the Arcade Archives Network, and we have our home website is TheArcadeArchives.com. So if you're not already listening to us on TheArcadeArchives.com, that's our home website. You can find all kinds of really great articles, podcasts, videos, and just a whole bunch of great things that about things that a lot of people care about, especially the nerdy things. So just a few announcements real quick. First, Ruby Roundup is our sister minicast, and that's talking about Rooster Teeth's Ruby. We are actually gone through the final episode of Ruby, so look for that right now online. It is up online right now, so if you haven't checked it out, make sure you do so. Make sure you actually watch the show before listening to the podcast, because it's a big spoiler cast, just like this one, so please make sure that you listen to it. Also, as you know, if you're a Pokemon fan and you are listening to this, you know that this month marks the 20th anniversary of Pokemon. So to celebrate, next week we are going to take a break from the Orange Islands and we are going to do a two-part podcast, one that will be on the 27th, that'll be that Saturday, and then the next Saturday, which is the first Saturday in March, we will be doing a two-part podcast going over the Pokemon the First movie. Very excited, very happy. I cannot wait. So please, please, please make sure you're tuning in for that, folks. Also, on the 27th, I will be at Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles for their Pokemon Day. Crumbs World is partnering with another local establishment right next door called Lucky Straw's Boba Tea Cafe. And they're partnering together and going to have a huge Pokemon Day. All day long, we'll be having Pokemon going all over the place with shows and music and cosplay contests and all kinds of fun stuff. Now, I myself will be there. I'm going to be kind of the MC of the whole thing. And I'm very, very honored to be asked to do this. So thank you very much, Crumbs World and Lucky Straws, for having me there. And I'm very grateful to be there. I will be there doing several different things. First, I'll be the judge for the Pokemon video game tournament that they're going to have. It's going to be VGC rules, so exactly what you would see in the tournaments online. And we're going to be doing that tournament there, so bring your 3DS with you. So it is $3, and you get a little gift set with your $3 entry fee with coupon for the Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles store for a free small boba tea. And also, in case you didn't know, I am an artist and I do a webcomic called Tales from the Game Grid. There's a specific character called Brad the Surfing Pikachu. Well, him and his sister Kari have had just finished a nice photo shoot, and they'll actually have a photo in the little prize pack that people get when they sign up for the tournament. So please make sure that you join us for that. And if you're joining us that day, I will also be asking people for interviews to be in the second part of our 20th anniversary podcast. So thank you very, very, very much for joining us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of special guests, and I'm very, very excited for this 20th anniversary podcast. So stay tuned. Now, we also have a very special announcement that we are going to be announcing after the two-part podcast for Pokemon Rewind. This is some very exciting news, something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I'm very excited, so I want to tease that for now, and we will come back to that at the end of our podcast on the first weekend in March. Oh, that's a lot of stuff, huh? Got a lot of things going on. Well, now let's talk a little bit about Naval Maneuvers, which is our episode for today. This is episode 12 of the Orange Island Story Arc. And this episode was broadcast in the U.S. on March 11th, 2000. Now, as of this episode in the anime, all non-legendary Pokemon from Gen 1 have appeared in at least one episode, which is kind of really kind of neat to figure out, seeing all these different Pokemon and actually seeing all 150 of them showing up, minus the legendaries. So that's pretty cool. The name of this island is Naval Island, and the name Naval comes from a term for a common genus of oranges. Now, Naval Island also shares similarities to a real video game island called Naval Rock, which is in Fire Red and Leaf Green. Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green, which was a re-release of the original games on the Game Boy Advance, came out around the same time that Ruby and Sapphire. It was kind of in that generation that they started the kind of trend of redoing some of the old games and bringing them back. So, because a lot of the Pokemon that we had access to, because we could trade through Red, Blue, and Yellow, and Gold, Silver, and Crystal, we're not able to do that with the Ruby and Sapphire generation. So they went back and actually remade Red and Green, so that way we could be able to get some of those Pokemon from those different generations. Now, here's something that I found very fun about Naval Rock in Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green. This is the only island where you can find both Lugia and Ho-Oh. And just like the island in the anime, this island has a giant mountain in the middle. And if you climb all the way to the top of the mountain, you can meet Ho-Oh. And if you climb all the way down to the bottom of the mountain, you can meet Lugia. So I thought that was kind of a neat thing, and also the fact that this island in the anime also has a giant mountain in the middle of it as well. Now, was this island actually inspired by the anime? Who's to say? We don't know. I know that the Orange Islands have been something that every Pokemon fan that grew up with the games have been wanting since the beginning. I know that this is something that we've been wanting in those games forever, and maybe they secretly put them in, but they don't necessarily call them the Orange Islands in the game. So who knows? So anyways, that's pretty much all the fun facts that we have for this episode. So again, this episode is called
Naval Maneuvers!
Alright, so we're now getting into the next episode, and we start off the show just about the same as we start off every show so far in the Orange Islands. Of course, Ash and Company are surfing on Lapras, but this time they are surfing with purpose. They are heading towards Naval Island because we are finally going to get our second gym battle. That's right, we are in the 12th episode, and we've only had one gym battle. This is our second, and I'm excited to finally get another gym battle, finally get to the actual point of this whole story arc, Ash getting these badges. So we're floating towards Naval Island, and the gang is kind of talking about the island and how it has the giant mountain in the middle of it. And it's also talking a little bit about the Sea Ruby badge, which is the badge you get if you win your gym challenge at the Naval Island gym. So Ash is very excited. He's very excited about it. And so he's like, let's go. Let's get there. I want to get my gym badge. Now, they finally do get to the island. And when they get there, it's deserted. There's nobody there. There's no village. There's no Pokemon Center. There's nobody. And then all of a sudden they turn around and see this guy kind of, I forget what it's called. I think it's called, parasailing, I think it's called. But it's when you're on a surfboard and you have kind of like a little sail attached to it. Oh, I can't remember what it is. If you remember, please let me know in the comments below, because I don't remember what it's called. But anyways, so this guy is kind of surfing around, and he has a Hawaiian shirt on with Geodude patterns on it. If you look at his shirt, there's like little silhouettes of Geodudes. And he gets off the surfboard and kind of gets back to the shore and kind of welcomes them to the island. And he introduces himself as Danny. That's not Danny the Ultrasonic Player, one of my cohorts here on Cartoon Connoisseur Theater, but he mentions himself as Danny. Now, Danny kind of introduces himself to everybody, and then he kind of flirts with Misty a little bit, tells Misty that she's very pretty, and Misty is kind of enthralled with this guy. I don't know, being an adult and seeing this guy who doesn't really look like a teenager, he looks about, at the very least, 20, 25, and kind of hitting on this 10, 11, 12-year-old, maybe? I'm kind of weirded out a little bit about this. But it's a little slightly awkward, but they kind of gloss over it a little bit. You can tell that Misty is just entranced by this guy, and it's just slightly awkward. Speaking of awkward, now we're going on to Team Rocket's introduction. So Team Rocket has a very quick introduction. Jesse kind of says that, I know we've had a lot of setbacks, but this time we have a surefire plan. We are going to catch Pikachu. And Meowth is like, yeah, we're going to do it. We are going to win. And they're like, oh, yeah. And it goes right back to the gang. And now we're learning a little bit more about Danny. Now, Danny has a huge backpack on. He's changed clothes. And they're walking, presumably, towards the gym. And Danny, Misty kind of notices the backpack and kind of asks Danny why he has such a big backpack. And Danny says, well, I try to make sure that I'm ready for anything. So I always pack my backpack with things that I would need. And Misty takes this moment to try to take a shot at Ash, saying that, oh, what a mature thing to do, to always be prepared. Unlike some trainers. And Ash kind of fires back and says, hey, listen, sometimes trainers don't need to be prepared. Sometimes they just need to fight challenges headlong. And so the two of them just start fighting back and forth. And Danny kind of laughs and says that the two of them must be very close because of the old saying of you only hurt the ones you love, which I thought was kind of an interesting little okay. So Misty kind of reassures Danny that she would never go with a guy like Ash, that she only goes with the intellectual types, which is, you know, whatever. She's just really just enthralled with this guy. And Ash is definitely a little bit jealous in some ways, because he just doesn't like this guy. He doesn't like, I guess, getting into his territory or whatever. And, you know, Ash just flat out says, I don't like that guy. And Tracy's like, well, maybe he's just another trainer who's come to get another badge too. And Ash is like, well, then I'm going to get that badge first. And so they enter the gym, and before they get to the inner part of the gym, there's a huge metal door with a giant metal Pokeball in the middle. And they just come up to the gym and they push the door open. And this leads to kind of a mountain entrance where you see like this cable car that goes up the side of the mountain, and then of course this little mountainous path that goes straight up the mountain. And so Ash and them are actually kind of they're kind of confused a little bit because there's no gym leader to meet them, to greet them, to say hello. So they walk up, and then one of them notices a sign, and this sign basically instructs them to climb. If you want to challenge this gym, you have to climb up the mountain all the way to the top, and you cannot use help from any of your Pokemon. So Ash is at first kind of taken aback by this, like, whoa, what? And so he decides that he's going to do it, but, you know, Pikachu kind of reassures him that he can do it, and Ash is like, yeah, you're right, I can do it. And so he decides to do it, and of course Tracy and Misty decide to take the gurney up the side of the mountain. So we get into them climbing up the side of the mountain, and Ash is climbing. Let me first say that they don't have any climbing gear. There's no gear. There's no thing to keep them safe. They're just climbing up this mountain barebacked, and I really thought that was slightly dangerous. But you know, I wouldn't climb a mountain to begin with anyway, so it doesn't really matter, I guess. But as they're climbing this mountain, Tracy and Misty are going by them in the cable car, I think Misty is kind of stoking the fire a little bit. And she calls out to Danny and asks him to be safe. And of course, Ash is still getting a little jealous. But because of his jealousy, he doesn't notice that there's a loose rock, and he almost falls off the side of the mountain, but grabs the side of a cliff and tries to pull out his Bulbasaur, but Danny stops him and reminds him that he can't use his Pokemon to help him. So Danny then kind of saves him from using his Pokemon. So Ash then pulls himself back up, and the two of them continue climbing. After a while, Ash and Danny take a breather, and Ash kind of thanks Danny for his help. And Danny is just, you know, you're welcome. Thank you very much for taking my advice. You know, isn't this mountain air wonderful? I love climbing. I love being a man. And all of a sudden, this giant robotic arm just comes out of nowhere and grabs Pikachu. And out of the clouds, we see Team Rocket. And Team Rocket has grabbed Pikachu with this, like, fishing lure and this little, it's like a suction cup that's on the back of Pikachu's butt. And he's, like, kind of pulling it, and Ash is trying to keep Pikachu from being reeled in. And as they're doing this, they're doing the motto, and they're kind of cooking fish. And these are not Pokemon. These are not Magikarp. These are not Phoebus. These are not any kind of Pokemon. These are actual real life, real world fish. This is the second time in this series that we've seen real life fish. So again, I question you, the listener, does that mean that there are real fish in this world? I don't know. Are there real animals besides Pokemon, or have the Pokemon just kind of taken over and there's no more of real-world animals there anymore? I don't know, but it's just kind of weird is all. So anyways, Danny grabs the plunger, pulls it off of Pikachu's rump easily, and then Meowth and the group get mad, and so Meowth tries to catch Pikachu again. But this time Danny holds a giant boulder, not a giant boulder, just a big chunk of rock in his hand, and the suction cup sucks the rock up, and Meowth pulls it back, even though you would think that Meowth would notice that this is a big rock and not pull it back, but he pulls it back anyways. The rock hits them back and knocks them out, and they start flying away. Now, as they're doing that, Team Rocket then comes over to the top of the mountain to where the geysers are. And the geysers hit the balloon, and the balloon and sends Team Rocket and the balloon out of the way. And we think this is the last time that we're going to see them in this episode. But oh no, oh no, this is not. So both Ash and Danny and Pikachu all get up to the top of the mountain. And Pikachu, as they're climbing through the snow, Pikachu kind of faints, both, I think, from exhaustion and the fact that it's really cold outside. And Ash kind of grabs Pikachu and puts his coat around him and says, you know, I'll keep you warm. Don't worry about it. I'm good. Just this will keep you warm as I carry you up to the top of the mountain. So they just continue on. And Ash sees Misty and Tracy and kind of yells out to them. And Tracy and Misty are all excited to see them. But of course, Misty is more excited to see Danny than actually Ash. And she kind of runs over to Danny and make sure he's okay, and then says something very awkward. I'm not really sure why, but she asks if he wanted to share the blanket that she has on to keep her warm with her. And I just, again, that's another little awkward thing that they just put in this episode. I'm gonna skip over it. It's just not anything. So that's when Danny kind of introduces himself as the gym leader for Naval Island. And Tracy and Misty have already kind of put this together, because no one was up there when they got up there, because they got up way before Ash and Danny ever did. So they kind of figure that Danny is the gym leader. And so Danny tells Ash that the rules for the gym, and it's another one of those challenge gyms, not an actual battle gym. So there's three challenges he has to do. Excuse me, he has to win the best of three. So the first challenge is they have to freeze these hot water geysers that are shooting out. So Ash chooses his Lapras, and Danny chooses his Nidoqueen, and they both use Ice Beam and try to freeze the geyser all the way up to the top. Now, Danny actually does this very easily and actually defeats Ash quite easily. And poor Lapras is just shooting its Ice Beam as quick as it can, and it just can't. It just can't beat Nidoqueen's Ice Beam power, so Ash actually loses the first challenge. Now the second challenge, we go right into the second challenge, and the second challenge is this, they have to sculpt the ice that they just froze into a sled, and Ash can only use three Pokemon to help. So Ash chooses Pikachu, Bulbasaur, and Charizard, and Danny which, by the way, Misty and Tracy are kind of like, why did you choose Charizard? Because he's not going to listen to you. And Ash is like, don't worry, he'll be fine. I just need his flame. And Danny, of course, chooses Machoke, Scyther, and Nidoqueen again. Now, both start to carve the sled out of ice. And Charizard won't do anything. He lays down and he's just, I'm not going to do nothing. And Ash is really trying his best to get Charizard to do something. And he finally says to Charizard, I need your flamethrower. And that's when Charizard just starts shooting out random flamethrowers. Now, as he's shooting out these random flamethrowers, it hits the sled and somehow carves out a perfect sled in no time. Which means that Ash wins challenge number two. And Charizard just is like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. So that's the end of challenge number two. Now, challenge number three is a little bit more difficult. Challenge number three is a race down the mountain using the ice sleds and three Pokemon, using the ice sleds they just used and three Pokemon of Ash's choice. Now, for this third challenge, Ash chooses Pikachu, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle, and Danny chooses Scyther, Electrode, and Geodude, which is kind of a weird combination. Usually, gym leaders in video games only choose one type of Pokemon. This is a very rare breed of gym leader that doesn't actually have a specific type. He has all kinds of different types. Another good example of somebody who doesn't have a specific type of Pokemon is Blue in Pokemon Gold and Silver. If you go back and fight him in Kanto, he becomes the gym leader in Viridian City after Giovanni disappears, and he also doesn't have a specific type of Pokemon. He just has a whole bunch of his champion team that you fight before. So this is another weird mix of Pokemon that, again, you don't hardly see anymore throughout the series. You see Scyther because you'll see Scyther a little bit later on, but most of the other Pokemon you don't really see. So anyways, the race starts, and Ash is having a little bit of trouble kind of steering the sled. He's using Bulbasaur's Vine Whip to kind of keep them on course, but it's not working, and they're just rocking back and forth. Now, as this race is going on, of course, Team Rocket is back, and they want to get even with Danny, and so they decide to make a pit trap, and Jesse kind of just watches out for them coming down the mountain, and she just is like, I don't like that Danny, I don't like his positive attitude. And so they make this, of course, pit trap. Team Rocket is famous for pit traps. I don't know why, but they enjoy digging holes. I don't know why. It goes throughout the series, and it continues, and it, even to this day, they still love making pit traps. I don't understand it. Again, it's another running gag. Just go with it. Let's continue on. So anyways, as they're racing down, Danny has a considerable lead in front of Ash, and just when everything seems lost and Ash is going to have to try again for that badge, Danny falls into Team Rocket's pit trap. So Ash goes after Danny to try to see if he's okay, and Danny is fine, but he's still in the trap. And of course, Team Rocket shows their face. Now, as Ash is trying to pull Danny out, they try to start doing their motto again, and again, they get stopped, and Danny's like, are these friends of yours? And Ash is like, no, these are not my friends. These are my enemies. I don't know why they keep following me around. And that's when Meowth pulls out this controller and says, oh, I guess you want a cave-in. And Ash is like, what? What do you mean a cave-in? It's like, all right, you got it. And it blows up the ground around him, which it's another trap inside of a trap. It's like Trapception. And they fall down the hole, and of course, Meowth grabs Pikachu, and they run off in their, they fly off in their balloon. So, Danny tries to get, Danny and Ash, after this, like, funny little moment of Danny saying, oh, these guys are really smart, they really plan this out well, and Ash is like, these guys aren't smart, these guys are stupid, I hate them. And so, Danny and them get out of the trap, and then they follow Team Rocket. Now, Pikachu is trying to get out of the electricity, trying to use his electricity to get out of this little glass dome that he's in, and you find out that Team Rocket has made this electric proof, but they're using the electricity that Pikachu is using to kind of, like, make their dinner, which is, seems to be, like, toast and all kinds of other weird things. And that's when Meowth gets hit by a snowball in the face, and then Jesse after them, and then James after them. And they see that Ash and company are now throwing snowballs directly at Team Rocket. They're kind of building the snowballs and then giving them a Geodude who is using his massive arms to shoot the snowballs out at Team Rocket, which I kind of thought was kind of an interesting thing, although I think it's more of a distraction than anything. So they fill Geodude quickly fills the bucket of the balloon full with snowballs, and which kind of keeps them there. And Ash then puts Rose Electrode onto this, like, seesaw kind of thing. It's kind of lever. And what they do, this little catapult, this, like, makeshift catapult that they made. And so they put Electrode on one, and then the rest of them get on top of this little rock, and they jump off, and they shoot Electrode up to the balloon, which he hits the balloon square on. And so Team Rocket is kind of angry with this, and tries to hit Ash back with snowballs, and the hit from Electrode kind of knocks Pikachu off the basket of the balloon, and Ash catches the basket, and then Electrode rolls down to the basket, and of course, that's when Danny tells Electrode to use Explode. He uses Explode, and of course, Team Rocket blasts off again, and this time, we don't see them for the rest of the episode. Woohoo! Alright, so the pair of them decide to finish the race, so they get back into their sleds, and they wait until the sun comes out from the clouds, and once the sun comes out, they start the race. The snow quickly turns into dirt and sand, and it gives Ash an even harder time than Danny, and Danny, who is clearly an expert and done this millions of times, being the gym leader and being this is part of his gym. You know, he is definitely knows what he's doing. And just when Danny thinks he's confident that he's gonna win this whole thing, Ash, who has been having a lot of trouble, he almost hits a couple rocks, he goes into the forest, and then this leads up into a ramp that shoots him up in the air and actually brings him right over Danny's sled and right over on top and actually gives Ash the lead. Well, right when Ash hits the ground, his sled starts breaking apart to only, like, just a little piece of it that all of them are just, all three Pokemon plus Ash are just holding on to for dear life. And this actually lessens the amount of weight they have, which makes them go a little bit faster. And Ash reaches the finish line and hits the water and with a big splash, and everyone's just kind of wet, and Danny kind of just comes after him. Now, Danny is just super surprised that this has happened, and he's very, very excited. And once Ash gets up, he gives Ash his Sea Ruby badge and the second badge that we get in the Orange Islands. And that's pretty much it. They say goodbye to Danny. Misty kind of waves back to him and says, take care, we'll hope to see you again. And the rest of them just kind of say goodbye, and that's pretty much the episode. So let's get into my pros and cons for this episode. So, pro, I was glad to see that we're finally back on task. We're finally getting into the gym battles again. And I'm very glad that the only thing is that we've taken so long to get to the second gym. It almost kind of reminds me of X and Y, how long it is between the first and second gyms. How many things you have to do. You have to go like halfway through the game before getting to that second gym. And it was kind of frustrating at times because you're just like, okay, we know that Ash is supposed to be getting these gym these gym badges, but they're not, they're just single throwaway episodes again. But it's glad to see that they're finally getting back on task. I will have to say I like Danny. I thought he was kind of an interesting character. I kind of wanted to know a little bit more about him and about the fact that he's a very positive attitude person. Like, he never ever says, he's never depressed about anything. Everything is just great and wonderful, and he's just a very positive but not annoying positive person. So I kind of liked his character. My only problem with his character was, of course, him kind of flirting with Misty. I thought that was just kind of weird and kind of... I also have to remember, though, this is from another... This was made in Japan, and this show was originally made for Japanese children, and they have a different... they are a different culture than we are, so I have to also keep that in mind as well. But it's still a little creepy, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry, it's just creepy. Sorry. Alright, I also like the fact that these are challenge gyms and not just battling gyms. We've seen a lot of gym battles throughout the history of Pokemon, and it's kind of nice to take a little break from that and see gyms in a different way. To see them actually do challenges, more like stamina challenges, as opposed to just having your Pokemon fight. I thought it was very interesting. These challenges were actually very creative. And so that was another very cool episode thing about this. Finally, the cons for this episode. I've already talked a few of them. But first of all, this episode was very, very quick and not very memorable. I didn't really remember this episode too much, except for a few things here and there. I didn't really remember this full episode, and I think it's because it goes by so quickly. This story is told at such a quick pace that you really, before you blink, it's over. It's done with. And I really kind of hate when stories like that are done so quickly and so fast. And I don't know. But anyways, so that's another thing about this episode. I didn't like that it was a quick episode, that it was over very quickly. And there wasn't really too much what I call story meat in this episode. It was basically just Ash getting his second gym badge. That's the whole point of this episode. I think if they could have taken their time with this story, they might have been able to make this a two-parter. I think we could have learned a little bit more about Danny, about the fact that he is the only person on this island. Do we not think about something like that? Like, he's the only guy on this island. There is nobody else who lives on this island because it was deserted when they first got there. So what does that mean? Does that mean there used to be a volcano on this mountain? Is that what this mountain is supposed to be? It used to be a volcano back in the day? Does this used to be a village that he grew up in and just people just left? I don't know. I would have loved to learn a little bit more about this area and about this island. So I'm kind of angry that they brought all these things up and they just didn't pay it off. So those are pretty much my pros and cons for this episode. So before we end today's episode, this week's episode of Pokemon Rewind, first of all, I want to know what you think of this episode. So what did you think of this episode, Naval Maneuvers? Did you like it? Did you think it was good? Did you think that it was a little creepy that Danny was hitting on Misty? Let us know in the comments below. If you go to the post and you look up on the top right corner, there is a little word bubble, very much like you see in the comics. If you click that, you can actually leave a reply, so make sure you do that. If you're listening to this on YouTube, of course, you can always go below and comment as well, so please do that as well. If you are listening to this on iTunes, we need you to subscribe! Please subscribe to the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater podcast. We're in the middle of actually retooling Cartoon Connoisseur Theater so that we can do more with it, so please subscribe. Please let us know if you have any ideas that you would like to see on this podcast. Let us know. Also, please give us a review. We'd love to have 5 stars, but please be honest. Let us know what you think. Do you like this podcast? Do you not like this podcast? Is there anything we can improve on? Please let us know. So, that's pretty much it. Remember that the Pokemon Day that's coming up at Crumbs World on the 27th, that's all day long. So I believe they open at 10 o'clock that day. So please come and see us at 10 o'clock. Very, very excited for this to happen and excited to be there. Don't forget, next week is our 20th anniversary special, our two-part, two-week special. Very excited. We are going to go over Pokemon, the first movie. I have some special guests who are going to be joining me, not only talking about the movie, but also who are going to give their Pokemon memories. So join us for that. Very excited to hear that. And some of you out there who have already sent in some Pokemon memories will also be a part of this episode as well. So I'm very, very excited to put this together and to have this for us. So I will leave you with a clip from Pokemon, the first movie. So thank you so much for listening to Pokemon Rewind, and best wishes to all of you.
Now I fully perceive my power, but what is my purpose?
To serve your master. You were created to fight for me. That is your purpose.
That cannot be. You said we were partners. We stood as equals.
You were created by humans to obey humans. You could never be our equal.
Humans may have created me, but they will never enslave me. This cannot be my destiny.
Stop this now!
I was not born a Pokémon. I was created. And my creators have used and betrayed me. So, I stand alone. Is my true reason for being. I will find my own purpose and purge this planet of all who oppose me, human and Pokemon alike. The world will heed my warning. The reign of Mewtwo will soon begin.
Thank you for listening to this Arcade Archives Network podcast. If you like this, please go to iTunes and write a review. You can also comment on thearcadearchives.com. Again, that's thearcadearchives.com. You can also go over to our other website, zowiekerpowie.com. Again, zowiekerpowie.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at TailsFTGameGrid. Again, at TailsFTGameGrid. Thank you again so much for joining us here for this Arcade Archives Network podcast, and keep playing like it's 1981.
Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.